And with us, we have JC joining us this morning. I'm not sure if I'm talking to the dog or you this morning. I think you guys are fighting for the mic. Good morning, by the way. Happy snow day to you.
Good morning, Chris.
Do you still have to work? Or do you get called out of snow?
Oh, yeah. LNJ is definitely open for any of your steel needs.
That's right. That's right. And the special sponsor to the Pause Pet of the Week. Now, who did you bring with us this morning? Full of energy and excitement.
So today I brought Naomi. I don't know where she is.
Sorry.
So Naomi, if you remember her from last summer, she was the sister to Ruth, who has been adopted. Unfortunately, Naomi came back to the shelter a couple weeks ago. The owner was moving, and they weren't able to take her with them. We do screen our applications very closely for that, and just those rare cases, it does happen. Oh my gosh. And she is just starving for attention.
Of course.
I know.
I get the camera and she gets down. She must be one of them dogs.
But she's an Akita Pit mix. She's just a little over a year old, so lots of energy. She's gained some weight now since being in a home. She's used to kids. I think that people had kids and used to snuggling in bed. So if you like a bed hog, this is...
I need to restart our recording now. She knows how to stop recordings. She's going to take after me, I think. She'd be a good morning show DJ dog.
Yeah. You like the microphone.
Likes mics, knows how to push buttons here on the board. She's doing a really good job.
You are so funny.
She's really, really excited. I don't know if it's just being in a new place or if it's the snow.
Probably a little bit of the snow and probably just getting out of the shelter for a little bit.
Oh, how could you say no to that face?
I know. You're
she's so cute. So talk about adoptions. I know we are in the middle of a winter storm, but that should be going away by the weekend. It's actually going to be a really nice weekend coming up.
Good. So we are open this weekend. You can come and see Naomi. So we are open Saturday, 11 to 2. And then Sunday, I will actually be there 1 to 3. So you can stop out this weekend and see any of our dogs. We've got 3 dogs now. And then we have probably 10 plus cats, give or take. So it kind of changes every day. 10-ish cats. So if you're looking to add a family member to your home, let us know. You can also fill out the adoption application online and get pre-approved before even coming to the shelter. So then when you come to the shelter, you can basically just pick out the animal that'll work best for you.
That's right. Of course, if you're thinking about volunteering, it would be a great weekend to stop out, especially with you being there. You could talk about the in and outs of what to do.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about volunteering. What do volunteers do?
So we have quite a variety of volunteers. We have some people who come in kind of on their own time and will play with the cats and walk the dogs. Of course, the summertime and spring is a lot better for that kind of stuff, but we do still need dogs walked in the winter. So we have people that come in and walk dogs, people that just come in and play with the cats, brush them, just kind of socialize with them. And then we also, every night we have volunteers who come in and clean. So we have people who come in and clean the cats, scoop litter boxes, give them food, clean up any messes they may make. And same with the dogs, give them food, walk them, let them outside to play. And that's all volunteer at night. So we're always looking for people to do that kind of thing. And then if you really like animals, but say you're allergic or something, we're always in need of like different committees from our board. We do public relations, which help organize different events around town. And then like fundraising, which does the rummage sale, that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and speaking of the committee, you're actually working on some I'm sure you have a proper name for it, but like the pet meet and greets down at the brewery.
Yeah,
it seems to be popular.
I just blanked on what we called them last year.
Sorry.
I think we just called them like pause night at the brewery. So at Tellurian, we do have 3 of those dates coming up, at least 3. We're doing one a month this time just to kind of spread it out a little more for our volunteers since we are kind of low on volunteers. And then it kind of helps us get a variety of animals out of each one, too. So we're doing those 3 nights this summer. And then we might have another fundraising or public relations event. Like last last year we did the prologue event, and that was a lot of fun. So I'm sure they'll invite us back at some point too, because that was just a blast.
awesome events coming up. Of course, the not even mentioning the spring rummage sale, which is right around the corner as well.
Yeah, so the spring rummage sale, it's actually, the date is April 22nd at the Columbus Club, and we're doing the same thing we did last year. So you can bring your items directly to the Columbus Club Thursday evening, afternoon, evening, and then Friday all day long. So it worked great last year. We don't have the space at the shelter and kind of the volunteer capacity to load the trailer, unload the trailer, that kind of thing. So it works great just dropping off. So if you'd like to do that, just let us know and show up at the Columbus Club. We'll be making a Facebook event and posting like actual hours and stuff sometime soon.
Awesome. Now, of course, is it too early for kitten season? I noticed you had kittens at the
party. I know. It kind of varies.
Only February.
I know. Sometimes these like warm spells in the middle of winter like cause that false kitten season. So we do have some kittens. You've probably seen the Quickstar kittens on Facebook. So we have, I believe, 4 of them were caught now. So they were at least 12 weeks old. So. Oh my gosh.
Now she wants the headphones.
Yeah, now she wants the headphones. So yeah, we've got the Quickstar kittens. They're in a foster home. And then we also have 3 of the, oh, what are they? Like the tree kittens, the Douglas, Pine, and Spruce. So yeah, it kind of like comes and goes. It really depends a lot on the weather, which sounds crazy, but animals don't know what month it is, so they kind of go by the weather.
Very true. And it was pretty nice out there for at least several days earlier this year. Now, that being said, the proper procedure, if you do happen to come across a stray animal, say one's venturing in your neighborhood, you end up trapping it, first thing to do is to call the Charles City Police, right?
Yep. So call the Charles City Police Department. And I'm not 100% sure on the procedures on if you trap, like, actively trap the animal yourself. If it's able to be picked up, put in a carrier, they're more likely to pick it up. But that's something the officers would have to clarify. Typically, if the owner or if the person traps them themselves and they're not able to be handled, the officers won't pick it up. So, but just definitely call the police before you do that. But yeah, if you find an animal and you're able to hold it for, I don't know how long the response time is, probably depends on how busy they are, but definitely hold on to the animal, especially a dog. You can post it on Facebook, which is always great. Then it kind of, if the animal's found through Facebook, it kind of eliminates the animal having to come through paws, which can always be a little more convenient for the owner. And then make sure to also register your dog, because then once the police find the dog, it has the city registration. They can look it up and take your dog right back to you without the dog even having to go to paws or anything like that.
Wouldn't you be the best case scenario?
Yeah, it's just a lot less stressful for your dog and for yourself. You're out looking for your animal, so just makes it a little bit quicker process.
And then you have to deal with the volunteers that are already feeling bad that there's a missing dog. You know, the owners are missing their dog and everything else. So, yeah, just kind of just call the police department. They'll let you know what to do in that situation. So thank you very much, JC. Anything I missed?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot of it.
Is this going to be the last snowstorm that we have this year?
We'll see. I don't know. It's not really storming, though, but we'll see.
Yeah, say that to Minnesota.
That's true.
24 degrees downtown Charles City. Thank you very much, JC, for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great.
All right, it's 8:17 with Orchestra Maneuvers in the Dark.